for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday, TGIF. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hi, Frank. Are you doing well?
I'm doing great. Thank
good,
you.
Good, good. I'm a little tired. I actually... I missed my exit this morning because I was so tired and I ended up down the South Shore.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. I ended up in Seaford. I actually saw my in-law's old house, though, so I took a picture. And it was pleasant. Anyway, so we've got a lot coming up today. A missing New Jersey 14-year-old has been found safe. Also, one of America's top military leaders on the Cats at Night show yesterday, issuing a grave warning to the country. We've got those stories coming up, plus traffic on the sevens with Joseph B. Nolan. But first, here are the big stories we're going to be following today.
This is the Top 5 at 5.
Politico reporting Jack Cittarelli, who ran in a squeaker of a race against Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey, reportedly planning to concede today. He's scheduled a press conference at 1 o'clock in his hometown of Raritan to, quote, address the people of New Jersey about his campaign. So that is the expectation that he will be conceding today.
Mayor-elect Eric Adams doubled down on his promise to reinstate the NYPD's anti-crime unit a day after New York Black Lives Matter leader Hawk Newsom threatened chaos if Adams did so.
If they think that they're going to go back to the old ways of policing, then we are going to take to the streets again. There will be riots, there will be fire, and there will be bloodshed.
Coming up later this morning, Juliet Huddy has an exclusive interview with Hawk Newsom, which you're going to be able to listen to on WABCRadio.com. You'll probably hear clips of it on the news throughout the day and Monday morning, certainly.
Right. And by the way, Adams also says that this new anti-crime unit will be a reimagined version of the old one. So that is not good enough, apparently, for Hawk Newsom. But we'll talk about that later on. In the meantime, former Trump foe turned friend has turned foe again with a bullet. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who ran against Trump for the Republican nomination back in 2016, has left no confusion over where he stands today. In an interview with Axios on HBO, he made it quite clear that he is gunning again for the GOP ticket.
I'm not going to get into a back and forth with Donald Trump, but what I will say is this. When I ran for re-election in 2013, I got 60% of the vote. When he ran for re-election, he lost to Joe Biden.
Oof. Christie says his focus now is combating the current administration's policies and helping the GOP win in 2022. The Christie interview on Axios airs this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on HBO and HBO Max.
A man walking along a Manhattan street was attacked from behind before a group of young men jumped in, leaving him with stab wounds, video for surveillance released by police showing. Officers responded around 5:40 a.m. on Wednesday to a call of a stabbing near the corner of West 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, right near the Port Authority bus terminal. Surveillance video shows one of the suspects using a rod-like object to strike the victim from behind when the 62-year-old man fell to the ground. Six other men then approached the victim, stabbing and slashing him. Police believe the suspects are teens.
And the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, the armed Illinois teenager who killed two people and wounded another during unrest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer, continued on Thursday. After lambasting the prosecution on Wednesday for trying to sneak in information that was previously deemed inadmissible, the judge yesterday sparked his own backlash. Apparently, he made a comment about Asian food, and some felt that it had a racist undertone. He also attempted to honor veterans in the courtroom. He asked them to leave. He led an applause for the one man who was in the courtroom who was a veteran. It turns out it was a witness for the defense, and he's getting a little bit of flack for that. And those are your top five. WABC News Time is 5:04. Coming up, the only survivor shot by Kyle Rittenhouse speaks out. And we'll tell you how our presidents honored Veterans Day yesterday. Those stories, plus traffic on the sevens with Joe Nolan in just a minute. But first, here are some of the other items making news this morning.
What's trending?
So we've got some breaking news. It's great news. The New Jersey missing teen, Jaysha Moore, has been found safe. She was actually here in New York. We really don't know much detail about that. You know, some eyebrows being raised, but, you know, you don't know what's going on. So we're going to wait until the police let us know. Officials in Essex County, New Jersey, say the 14-year-old will be returned to New Jersey soon. And that is good news.
And more than half of New Yorkers are staying put at home. In fact, just 28% will be back in their offices. Only about 3 in 10 New Yorkers will be working the old-fashioned way full-time. And we'll see what that holds
does to the economy.
Year. Yeah, my goodness. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean, business leaders and company executives have to figure out what they're going to do with all that space that they have.
This is
which
true.
That doesn't seem like it's going to bode well for finances here in New York. And the New York Post reporting tonight, the former disgraced governor Andrew Cuomo once told a top aide, "You're lucky that I don't throw you out the window." This is according to Brittany Camuso. She is one of his accusers. She has accused the governor of groping her. She says the former governor had a very short fuse and that he would go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. That's what she says, depending on the situation. This is all according to transcripts released by Attorney General Tish James earlier in the week.
One of America's top generals says it's vital for the United States to remain on the defensive. Retired 4-star Army General David Petraeus spoke exclusively on 77 WABC's Cats at Night show last night on Veterans Day. I heard it was a great interview. And he says America must take a strong stand against adversaries. General Petraeus also says today's men and women in today's armed forces are America's new greatest generation.
Look, this is the same country it's always been. And we've been through very difficult times in the past. Let's not forget that, you know, fully a century into our experiment, we had a civil war. That's pretty tough times. And we've had many, many other challenges over the years.
Crime ravaged Seattle is now so dangerous it can't protect its own workers. Security guards are actually escorting people after they finish work. Kings County's new walking bus, it's called, is debuting on the 15th. And basically council workers based in downtown Seattle and that sort of surrounding area are going to be escorted to a nearby train station, the ferry terminal, every evening before being left to continue their commute home. I mean, what does that say?
And we're going to go to traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe Nolan in just a second. But federal prosecutors are saying two leaders of an extremist Jewish sect have been convicted in White Plains federal court of kidnapping and child sexual exploitation crimes. The verdict came after jurors saw evidence related to the men kidnapping two children from their mother to return a 14-year-old girl to an alleged sexual relationship with an adult man. The charge against the men carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison.
We're going to start off with some showers probably before daybreak, so very, very soon. We also are expecting a thunderstorm during the morning, some lingering showers still in the afternoon. We may actually start to see some clearing by the end of the day. We will definitely have clear skies tonight, and those will lead into a mix of clouds and sun in the morning on Saturday. However, we are probably going to have some rainstorms in the afternoon, maybe thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. But then again, we get to clear skies Saturday night and into Sunday. We're looking at a mix of sun and clouds and a high of just 51. Now, today and tomorrow, we're looking at the low to mid 60s. So we're really going to drop by Sunday, but at least we're not going to have any rain. And as far as the next week, it looks pretty nice for the next work week. We're going to be low 60s and low 50s at times. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 62 degrees.
And the only survivor shot by Kyle Rittenhouse is telling their side of the story. You know, we've been following this Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and now Gage Gross Krutz, who was shot in the arm during the protest, told Good Morning America yesterday that Rittenhouse's self-defense claims were inconsistent with what actually unfolded that night. Gross Krutz, who's a paramedic, also said he thinks the 18-year-old sobbing was an act.
To me, it seemed like a child who had just gotten caught doing something that he wasn't supposed to. More upset that he was caught and less upset about what he had done and what he had taken and the numerous lives that he affected through his actions that night.
Some legal experts say it was Gross Krutz's own testimony that's questionable. LeBron James refuses to shut up and dribble. The NBA star once again taking a public stance on a controversial issue, tweeting after the 18-year-old defendant sobbed as he talked about that fateful day in summer of 2020 when he shot and killed two men and injured another. James tweeting, he didn't see Rittenhouse shed any actual tears, writing, quote, "Man, knock it off. That boy ate some lemon heads before walking into court." The post angering some and, of course, delighting others. A Long Island man was arrested on Wednesday after making a death threat against Congressman Andrew Garbarino. Garbarino, who is, of course, a regular guest on this radio station, is the successor to longtime Republican Congressman Peter King. Special Investigation Section detectives in Nassau County said that 64-year-old Kenneth Gasper threatened Garbarino with death over the telephone related to a recent congressional vote that he didn't agree with. Garbarino, a Republican, supported the bipartisan infrastructure bill. And the committee investigating the events that unfolded on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol has been quite busy of late. Their latest target is former Vice President Mike Pence and his inner circle. Although they've run into roadblocks with many in the former Trump administration, CNN is reporting those close to Pence might be willing to chat. This particular portion of the probe will no doubt focus on the former president's attempt to overturn the election through Pence, which ultimately was, of course, not successful. He may have lost the election, but Virginia Democrat Terry McAuliffe is still the apple of someone's eye. A new report claims the president is keen to hire the former governor. Punchbowl News reporting yesterday with White House officials are actively recruiting McAuliffe, though it's not clear for what position. Experts say it's not as strange as it seems. McAuliffe has roots firmly planted in Democratic politics. He's got a deep contact list and with some of the top party members in the country on speed dial. He lost, of course, to Republican newcomer Glenn Youngkin, despite Biden winning Virginia by 10 percentage points back in 2020. A person some feel the administration should probably think twice about hiring, Biden's controller of the currency nominee, Saul Omarova is her name. In a video purportedly shot last February, she said she wants oil and gas companies to, quote, go bankrupt to tackle climate change, close quote. Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, for instance, told Axios no Republicans will support this choice, especially those in coal-rich places like this state or, for instance, West Virginia, home of Democratic Senator and maverick Joe Manchin. Omarova was born in the former Soviet Union, and she's currently a professor of law at Cornell University. It's the final day of the
six-month-long
COP26 climate conference in Scotland. This year's event has been one of the more noteworthy in the conference's history for many reasons, not the least of which is the fact that climate experts around the globe say this decade is the most crucial in modern history when it comes to controlling global warming. Many around the world seem to be listening. Calls for stricter rules were much louder this year, as scientists warn we must all work together to limit the average rise in temperature by the end of the century or risk global catastrophe. On Wednesday, the United States and China, the two biggest polluters on the planet, agreed to do more to cut emissions this decade. Today's the day. Attendees in Glasgow finalized the collective agreement. We'll keep you updated on what they come up with. And finally, in Paris, Vice President Kamala Harris continued her charm offensive, speaking at the Paris Peace Forum, a yearly get-together of some of the world's key politicos and private sector leaders. Harris talked about how the pandemic has shone a spotlight on gender, wealth, and food inequality.
We have our world. We are nearly 2 years into a global pandemic, 5 million lives lost. Countless livelihoods have been lost. But the pandemic has also presented us with an opportunity. An opportunity because many in our world who perhaps did not see now clearly see the gaps. And the call for leaders to bridge the gaps is rightfully growing, more urgent and more insistent.
The vice president also joined the French president at the Arc de Triomphe to commemorate France's version of Veterans Day, Armistice Day. 5:15, let's get a look at sports with Matt Sapienza.
Thanks, Frank, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at what's happening in the wide world of sports. Mackenzie Blackwood made a season-high 42 saves for his seventh career shutout, and the New Jersey Devils beat the New York Islanders 4-0 on Thursday night. Johnny Kukkonen scored a shorthanded goal. Thomas Tatar had a power play goal, and Dawson Mercer and Dougie Hamilton each had one at even strength to help New Jersey win its third straight and improve to 4-1-2 in the last seven games. And big football news. Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a one-year contract with the Los Angeles Rams. The team announced this yesterday. The free agent wide receiver joins a high-powered offense led by quarterback Matthew Stafford and adds to a depth chart at the position that already includes Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Van Jefferson. That's WABC Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Matt Sapienza. Guys?
Thank you, Matt. We'll have a lot more sports coming your way in about a half hour. We'll get to traffic with Joe Nolan in about a minute. There's one story I wanted to bring to your attention before we went on to traffic, and that's we were seeing almost 20 senators are pushing to have voter registration services at tax filing centers. They're urging the Treasury Department to make the change. They say it could help more than 100,000 people, including those with low income, the disabled, and non-English speakers. So we'll see where that goes.
From the Ramsey Meisner Weather Center, we're going to have showers this morning. They should be starting right about now. And probably a thunderstorm, too. Some pretty heavy winds here and there. We will start to see some clearing, hopefully still while we're in daylight, but we definitely are going to have clear skies tonight. Tomorrow morning, the clouds will start to roll in again. We may have some sun in the morning, but we'll have some clouds and some thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. High of 62 on Saturday, 39 degrees on Saturday night. It clears up again, and that leads to a really nice day on Sunday, albeit a bit chilly. It'll be 51 degrees on Sunday with partly sunny skies. It looks like it's going to be more cloudy than sunny. And it looks okay for the rest of the work week. Currently, the temperature right now in Manhattan is 62 degrees.
The trading week is starting to wind down on Wall Street after a red-hot day for the Nasdaq. The index finished in the green as big tech stocks helped lead Thursday's rally. On the other hand, the Dow was dragged into the red by Disney. The company missed expectations in its latest earnings report and didn't have a good day. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial fell 158, the S&P 500 rose 2, and the Nasdaq jumped 81 points. President Biden hits the road next week to highlight the big infrastructure bill he'll sign on Monday. The White House says Biden will visit a bridge in Woodstock, New Hampshire, Tuesday. The House gave final passage late last week to the infrastructure bill that cost over $1 trillion and gained bipartisan approval by the Senate weeks ago. Monday's bill signing ceremony is expected to be a splashy White House event featuring Democrats and Republicans. Biden will likely note that he was able to push through an infrastructure bill, an achievement that eluded a string of prior presidents. Juliet?
Thank you, sir. Coming up, a world leader speaks from the grave. This was actually very, it was very emotional to watch this, I have to say. And a beloved nighttime show host makes history. Those stories are coming up. But first, an update now on the Astroworld tragedy. The family of Ezra Blunt is suing rapper Travis Scott. The 9-year-old was sitting on his dad's shoulders. We told you about this the other day. So sad. During Scott's performance, when the crowd started to surge towards that stage, the two were knocked down. Ezra, this little boy, now in a medically induced coma with damage to multiple organs after being nearly crushed to death. His family claims that Scott and the festival's organizers didn't do enough to keep concertgoers safe. They're suing both. Actually, 9 people now were killed in that stampede. 1 person has died, a woman. 11 people went into cardiac arrest, and at least 1 woman is brain dead. Hundreds more are still suffering various levels of injury.
Words from the grave. South Africa's last white leader has passed away and has left some haunting words of apology. Frederick Willem de Klerk was the president of South Africa from 1989 to 1994. He was credited with releasing Nelson Mandela from prison back in 1990, and later the two went on to win the Nobel Prize for their efforts to end apartheid. In a haunting video message released after his death, he apologized for not doing more earlier.
Apologize in this last, I, without qualification, apologize for the pain and the hurt and the indignity and the damage that apartheid has done to black, brown, and Indians in South Africa.
I mean, if you had any question, I mean, I understand, because he admitted as a young man that he was supportive of, he didn't want to call it apartheid, it was separation, but it clearly he was affected by it.
Absolutely.
Clearly he had a lot of regrets. All right, moving on. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling for an investigation into what he calls porn inside school libraries there. At issue is a book on gender identity called Gender Queer, a memoir by Maya Kababi. It's a personal story about a person who identifies as non-binary and asexual and how the challenges they face as they try to explain their situation to family and friends. Some parents have branded it obscene and are demanding it be removed like it has been in other states.
And an announcement on King County's official website says, quote, King County is launching a walking bus pilot program.
This is in that Seattle area.
Yeah.
King County is, where they've basically defunded police.
Yeah. Where county employees can join their colleagues and a facilities management division security escort each evening, walking to the King Street station and the Coleman dock from the downtown campus. I think the point here is the broader point that there's a lot of opposition to the defunding the police movement. And it actually resulted in a Republican getting elected to the in Seattle last Tuesday, something that is pretty rare in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
An activist investor is saying the ice cream makers' boycott of Israel's occupied territories is to blame for a sharp drop in Unilever, the company that owns Ben & Jerry's. Michael Ashner runs activist fund Winthrop Capital Partners and has taken an undisclosed stake in Unilever. He's agitating for other shareholders to push the company to reverse Ben & Jerry's decision to stop selling ice cream in the disputed Israeli-Palestinian territories.
And this is such a heartbreaking story. It's out of San Francisco. A police officer who apparently did not want to get the vaccine. He was put on leave, as many other officers were, because he did refuse to get vaccinated. He has passed away. Officer Jack Nice was a 17-year vet of the force. His wife says the day he started leave, I mean literally the day he started leave, he tested positive for the virus. 4 days later, he was dead. Melissa Nice says her husband loved being a cop, and she will not comment on her husband's vaccination status. But it's a very sad story.
Before we get to entertainment, mm-hmm. I do want to tell you about another lawsuit that's been filed over tuna, and specifically the tuna in Subway's tuna sandwiches.
Oh.
Back in January, a class action suit was filed mm-hmm. in California claiming Subway's tuna sandwich was bereft of tuna.
Is that the quote that they used?
Yes, that is the quote. That's from the lawsuit itself. Mm-hmm. In June, the plaintiffs filed an amended complaint claiming the tuna was not 100% sustainably caught, as stated in Subway's advertising. The suit was dismissed in October. Now the plaintiffs have filed a new suit, this time claiming the sandwich contains chicken, pork, and cattle, and it's not 100% tuna. Subway calls the latest suit filed this week reckless and claims its tuna sandwich is made of high-quality, wild-caught 100% tuna.
What is going on with this story? It seems like it would be easy to figure out what's in there. Maybe that's why the judge dismissed it. Okay. It is time to get a little crazy. Yeah, we're going to talk about entertainment. Jay Leno made history. The car freak set a new world record in a Tesla Model S Plaid on his show, Jay Leno's Garage, on Wednesday. The car's got 1,000-plus horsepower. It has three motors, two in the back and one in the front. Now, remember this number, 9.24-second record only lasted a hot minute, though, because later on that day, Tesla's own pro set a record of 9.234. So he had 9.247. The pro had 9.234. So, sorry, Jay, you were only in the history books for a second. And comedian Andy Dick, this guy, does he do anything anymore except for just get in trouble?
I think that's his brand. I think he's on Cameo, too.
Oh, is he? Okay, well, I don't know. I haven't seen him in anything, but I'm not really following his career. But apparently he is in trouble again. The 55-year-old was arrested after cops say he smacked his boyfriend in the head with a bottle of booze. I didn't know he was gay.
I believe he's bisexual.
Okay. That makes sense then. He was back home, however, 3 hours later after posting $50,000 bond. Must be nice to be a rich bad boy. And those are your headlines in the entertainment world, Frank.
All right, 527, let's get a look at traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Coming up in a little while, we'll bring you the top 5 at 530. We'll tell you what's happening in the markets. We've got weather coming your way, sports, and a lot of news from the New York area. If you want to know how bad the weather is, just stay tuned because we have that information for you as well.
From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to have showers this morning, possibly a thunderstorm as well, and then some lingering showers throughout the afternoon of a high of about 65 degrees, although it will start to clear later on, and we are going to see clear skies tonight, 48 degrees for a low, for a low, 62 degrees we're going to get up to tomorrow. We'll have partly cloudy skies in the morning and then thunderstorms again in the afternoon. So Saturday is going to be kind of a wash, unfortunately. But by Sunday, we look pretty nice, although it's going to be cold. 51 degrees for a high with mostly cloudy skies. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is, in New York City, really, 62 degrees. And coming up, Chris Christie taking a bold stand and making bolder comments about the former president. And if you get unruly flying the friendly skies, be prepared to pay some unfriendly fines.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much, Paul. We are going to talk with Frank in just a moment, but I want to tell you about some of the big stories that are making news today. And did you hear it, by the way? Vice President Kamala Harris getting mocked for putting on a French accent en Paris. Hmm. I don't know. I'm going to play you a soundbite. Hopefully you can weigh in on this one. And the original influencer ties the knot. I'm going to tell you who did so yesterday. Joe Nolan has traffic on the 7s, but first,
it's the top 5 at 5:30.
Yeah, it's looking like Jack Cittarelli, who was the Republican candidate for New Jersey governor, is going to be conceding today to Phil Murphy. This is according to sources with knowledge of his plans and Politico. Cittarelli has a news conference scheduled at 1 p.m. in his hometown of Raritan. He says he's going to be addressing the people of New Jersey about his campaign. So stay tuned for that.
Mayor-elect Eric Adams doubled down on his promise to reinstate the NYPD's anti-crime unit a day after New York Black Lives Matter leader Hawk Newsom threatened chaos if Adams did so.
If they think that they're going to go back to the old ways of policing, then we are going to take to the streets again. There will be riots, there will be fire, and there will be bloodshed.
Juliet Huddy will be interviewing Mr. Newsom later this morning in an exclusive interview. We'll have the audio for that on the WABCRadio.com podcast section of our website, and we're going to play some clips throughout the day and on Monday morning.
Former Trump foe turned friend has turned foe again with bullet. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who ran against Trump for the Republican nomination back in 2016, has left no confusion over where he stands today. He did an interview with Axios on HBO, and he makes it clear he is gunning again for the GOP ticket.
I'm not going to get into a back and forth with Donald Trump, but what I will say is this. When I ran for re-election in 2013, I got 60% of the vote. When he ran for re-election, he lost to Joe Biden.
Christie says that his focus now is combating the current administration's policies and helping the GOP win in 2022. This interview, by the way, airs Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern on HBO and HBO Max.
It would be interesting to compare the approval ratings of each of those men when they left office as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of President Trump, there's a new roadblock in the Capitol riot investigation. We are seeing that a House committee will not be getting records today from former President Trump. Those are being kept secret for now. A judge ruled this week they must be handed over, but yesterday a federal appeals court blocked any release. The court plans to hear arguments in the case on November 30th. If it rules against Trump, he can still appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I have a feeling that's what's going to be happening. Those are your top five at 5:30. WABC News Time is 5:33. Coming up, we've got a lot of information happening for you, including Kamala Harris and what she did or didn't do, and so much more, plus traffic on the 7s. But first, let's do a little what's trending, shall we? Vice President, thank you so much, Matt. Vice President Kamala Harris is wrapping up her France charm offensive, as the media is calling it. Some in the media are calling it. I mean, really, that's what she's there to do. She met with French President Emmanuel Macron in hopes of soothing relations that have been made quite frosty after that doomed sub deal. Though the trip appears to be going strong. I mean, she hasn't really, there haven't been any reports of any major screw-ups. Critics could not help but jump on a moment seen on video during her tour Wednesday of the Pasteur Institute in Paris. Now, her mother is a scientist and has been very involved in that world. And so Kamala Harris kind of comes to the table with a little knowledge. But social media and many of the right-wing outlets trolled Harris for allegedly putting on a fake French accent.
With us in government, we campaign with the plan. Uppercase T, uppercase P, the plan.
I mean, she's just getting ripped. Mike Pompeo and Newt Gingrich basically calling her an imbecile. I don't know. I mean, I kind of hear it, but what many people don't know is that Harris spent her middle and high school years in French-speaking Montreal, Canada, Montreal. And that's actually where she graduated. She graduated from school there.
I did not know
that. Yeah, she did have a hard time, she said, at the French-only speaking school when she first got there when she was 12. Mm-hmm. But she did end up, I mean, graduating in a French-speaking country.
Interesting.
So I would imagine that she was not being mocking or belittling to the French when she did that.
If you're a hands-on dad, you may have a bigger brain, or at least a bigger portion of a certain part of your brain.
This is so interesting.
It is indeed. A fascinating study from the University of Essex in Britain. Scientists found the brains of fathers who spend more time with their children are different from those who aren't as involved with their children. Men who are enthusiastic about engaging with little Johnny and Susie have a larger hypothalamus, the part of the brain that plays a key role in attachment.
That is really interesting.
You wonder.
I can't wait to see what's going on with you.
With my hypothalamus?
Do you have a little pea hypothalamus?
I don't know.
An almond hypothalamus?
That's what I wonder. I wonder if the enlarged hypothalamus leads you to want to spend more time with your child, or if the spending more time with your child somehow enlarges your hypothalamus.
That is a great question. I'm guessing it's the former, but I failed most of my science classes, except biology. Did very well with that, so maybe, I don't know.
Dad should have spent more time with you.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, he shouldn't have. Catter Day is just around the corner, and perhaps it's time to celebrate. I know you're a cat lover. Bathsheba and Joey, or what are they?
My wife is a cat lover. Bathsheba, Melchizedek, and Prissy.
Greg's Prissy. Okay, well, if you're a lover like Rachel is, and I am, you'll be happy to know that all those naysayers who think cats are cold and aloof are just wrong. Dead wrong. A new study found cats are interested in their owners, just like dogs. They just have a funny way of showing it. Researchers studied 50 domestic cats, and they found that they may look like they're bored with us. Yeah, we don't really care. But they actually track us as we move around the house. I don't know if that's such a good thing. Experts say this suggests that cats retain a mental representation of where their owners are, and that means that they do care about us. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, rainy today, even thunderstorms getting up to a high of 65. Tonight it'll be clear, and it'll be clear tomorrow morning, but then the rain comes back tomorrow afternoon. But then it goes away, and we'll have clear skies tomorrow night. Sunday, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies with a low of 51 degrees. It's 62 right now in New York City.
Biz Buzz.
Well, the stock market had sort of a mixed day yesterday. The Dow Jones fell 158. The S&P 500 was up 2. And the NASDAQ was up 81 points. Those in Washington are behind the curve on inflation. That's the word, according to former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. He told CNN that inflation is not a temporary thing, and experience taught him to hope for the best and plan for the worst. He explained that means the Federal Reserve taking a more aggressive stance and the Biden administration doing more to address inflation. Summers' comments were made after the Consumer Price Index report was released Wednesday. It revealed a 6.2% jump over the last 12 months. That was the highest mark in more than 30 years. And the price of family premiums for employer-based health care is no exception to that. It is outpacing wage growth and inflation. Average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Deductibles have surged over 68% in costs from a decade ago. Additionally, employees at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health care. Juliet?
Thank you, sir. Time now for your Jet Set Juliet very brief travel update. So far this year, there have been more than 5,000 unruly passenger reports filed. 3,700 of those happen to be mask-related. 100 of those involve physical assault. So the FAA can't actually do the prosecution, so they refer it over to the DOJ and even the FBI. And according to them, there have been 10 allegedly troublesome, particularly troublesome airline passengers. Combined fines total about $230,000. One woman was fined $3,200. She was aboard a Horizon Air flight from Austin to San Francisco, refused to fasten her seatbelt, punched and screamed at her husband and son, threw trash at a flight attendant, and snatched cookies away from a passenger. So she's in line to pay $32,000. $26,000 for another person, a guy on a Southwest flight. Tried to enter the cockpit and then tried to remove his carry-ons from the overhead bins. You know, he was going crazy and ended up punching a flight attendant in the face. So the moral of this story is you could pay thousands and thousands of dollars if you're unruly on a flight. So just fly the friendly skies by being pleasant and don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to fork over a whole ton of money. And by the way, ease up on the drinking, folks, because that seems to be behind a lot of these incidents.
Well, United just brought back drink service, right? I mean, I know a lot of the airlines have not yet mm-hmm. brought back full alcohol service.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, you know, look, people, I think we've just got this extra angst and anxiety in us because of the pandemic and because we have to wear masks. So yeah, that's the problem. I'm sorry, I spoke a little.
Apparently, some people need that political charge even when exercising. Peloton, the home cycling company, is being accused of banning people from using an anti-Biden hashtag on its platforms. I've never even been on or seen a Peloton.
Nor have I.
But apparently, users can connect with one another in different classes and communicate. But when they use the hashtag Let's Go Brandon, which has sort of become a euphemism for F Biden, an error message pops up.
Huh. All right. Well, if you're wondering what that massive skyscraper towering over Brooklyn is all about, you're in luck. That's what we're here for. News you can use. We have the details on it. It's called the Brooklyn Tower. Very creative.
I like it.
It's located on DeKalb Avenue. Is it DeKalb, right? Because I always say DeKalb because of Illinois. But it's downtown. It's just a stone's throw from Dumbo and the Art Museum and Barclays Center. So it's a really good location. It's 93 stories, this super scraper is. And it has sweeping views of Brooklyn, the Manhattan skyline, the East River, and even the Statue of Liberty. It's also connected to a bit of borough history. At its base is the historic Dime Savings Bank, where you used to be able to go and open a savings account with just a dime. It's a residential building, and it will be opening next year.
And great news for Paris Hilton. She is married.
Great news for all of us.
The entrepreneur and the entrepreneur, reality star, singer, actress, and DJ tied the knot with fiancé Carter Room at a private estate in Los Angeles yesterday. That's according to People magazine. The bride exchanged vows with venture capitalist Carter Room as family and friends, including Kim Kardashian West, Kyle Richards, and Paula Abdul, looked on. So congratulations to them.
That's her first. No, she was married once before, I think, to that Girls Gone Wild or something. I don't know.
No, they were never married.
They weren't?
No.
Well, anyway, congratulations to her. Many around the world have been wondering what the deal is with Queen Elizabeth. She's kind of been missing. The 95-year-old spent a night in the hospital back on October 20th after missing several key events. And since then, she's been resting at Windsor Castle. On Thursday, her son was doing a tour of Brixton, and a man asked if the Queen's all right. And Prince Charles said, yes, she is. So she's expected to attend a remembrance ceremony in London on Sunday. But obviously, when the Queen goes missing, people start to get a little agitated because she,
naturally,
of course, is the Queen.
Well, Michigan's Attorney General is apologizing for doing what many of us have done more than a few times.
The story of the day, by the way.
She got wasted at a Michigan State football game, and there are photos to prove it. In fact, she got so drunk she had to be taken home in a wheelchair. In a Facebook post, the 52-year-old Dana Nessel...
I thought I was going to be reading this story.
She
I wrote some little comments in there.
She dubbed the incident Tailgate Gate, saying she had a couple too many Bloody Marys on an empty stomach and promised to, quote, do better.
Well, I mean, I want my husband to listen to this because he doesn't really love me drinking, and because he doesn't really drink. But I'm like, I've never been taken home in a wheelchair. I've never been carried out of a place. I've never danced on a bar.
I don't think I have, but I probably wouldn't remember.
Yeah, exactly. All right. It is time now for your history hit.
And now, it's Buddy's history hit.
That's right. Thank you for saying that over again. If you've ever wondered what the world looked like 2,000 years ago, 2,000 years plus, today is your lucky day, people. Microsoft has recreated Olympia, which is the ancient city. It happened to be the site of the first ever Olympic Games also. The company teamed up with the Hellenic Ministry of Culture and Sport to digitally recreate the 17 monuments at Olympia, including the Temple of Zeus and Olympic Stadium. The first Olympics, by the way, took place 2,800 years ago. I don't remember it that well, in the year 776 BC. But this is very, very cool, and I'm putting it on my Twitter at Jet Set Juliet so you can see
this.
Yeah, it's really something to look at. I love it. Love it.
5:45, let's get a look at sports with Matt Sapienza.
Thank you, Frank, and good morning, everybody. Here's what's going on in the wide world of sports. Mackenzie Blackwood made a season-high 42 saves for his seventh career shutout, and the New Jersey Devils beat the New York Islanders 4-0 last night. Jan Kukkonen scored a shorthanded goal. Thomas Tatar had a power play goal. And Dawson Mercer and Dougie Hamilton each had one at even strength to help New Jersey win its third straight and improve to 4-1-2 in the last seven games. And big news out of the NFL. Odell Beckham Jr. has agreed to a one-year contract with the Los Angeles Rams. The team announced this yesterday. The free agent wide receiver joins a high-powered offense led by quarterback Matthew Stafford and adds to a depth chart at the position that already includes Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Van Jefferson. And that's your sports at 15:45. I'm Matt Sapienza, and that's WABC Sports. You make it a great weekend.
That's right, you do, and
that's
I hope you have a great weekend, Matt.
Same to you, Juliet.
I was a little stressed out again this morning driving in. Like I told you, I missed my exit, and I drove all the way down to Sunrise Highway that's when I realized, oh, wait a second. I actually see the neighborhood that my family used to live in. So I was a little rattled, to say the least. I called Molly and said, hey, I woke up at 2 today, and I was going to be in at 3, but I won't be. So I'm just going to take a deep breath, because life's daily stresses, really, when you compare your lives to everybody else's, they're really not that bad. But they can take a toll on our appearance. I will say that. I mean, I was saying yesterday that I want to make an appointment to get a little facial or something like that, just to kind of pop my skin. But man, I need to do it like pronto. And I'm going to go to Dolce Aesthetics. Dolce Aesthetics New York has locations in Howard Beach, Glendale, Brooklyn, and now Oceanside. They give you the convenience and the accessibility to achieve relaxation, because they do those facials and all those wonderful things where they mush your face and all the goop. I love that. But they also do things that were, you know, a little bit something, things that maybe people aren't exactly too into, but I'm telling you, it really makes your skin look great. Botox, fillers, stuff like that, cellulite reduction, laser hair removal, anything you want, they've got it there. And Jen is my girl. She's the one to talk to. If you're ready to experience prime results, text the word Dolce to 95,000 for 10% off of your next treatment. You can visit them also at DolceAestheticsNY.com. That's D-O-L-C-E, AestheticsNY.com.
Celebrating 100 years. 77 WABC. Real. Real. New York. Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you very much, sir. Weather today is going to be rainy and thunderstormy. We're going to get up to 65 degrees, and we probably will have some clearing tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, but then we'll have rain come back, with only high of 62 on Saturday. Sunday, we get really chilly, down to 51 degrees. with partly to mostly cloudy skies. Currently right now in the city, it is 62 degrees. Some other news now to get to. The only survivor shot by Kyle Rittenhouse is speaking out. Gage Grosskreutz was shot in the arm during the protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He told Good Morning America yesterday that Rittenhouse's self-defense claims he thinks were inconsistent with what actually unfolded that night in Wisconsin. Grosskreutz, who is a paramedic, also said he thinks that the 18-year-old's sobbing act was just that, an act.
To me, it seemed like a child who had just gotten caught doing something that he wasn't supposed to. More upset that he was caught and less upset about what he had done and what he had taken and the numerous lives that he affected through his actions that night.
Now, some legal experts watched Grosskreutz's testimony, and they say that he tended to maybe give a different impression as well, and some of his testimony was questionable. Meantime, LeBron James refuses to shut up and dribble, the NBA star once again taking a public stance on a controversial issue, the one that I just talked about. He tweeted after the 18-year-old defendant Rittenhouse sobbed as he talked about that fateful day back in the summer of 2020. James tweeting that he didn't see Rittenhouse shed any actual tears. I actually did see tears. And he wrote, quote, man, knock it off. That boy ate some lemon heads before walking into court. That post, of course, in this country, it angers some and it delights others. Moving on now, a convicted sex criminal who was on the street for just a couple days after being released from prison, arrested yesterday for allegedly assaulting a woman on Randall's Island. Police say Howard Shaw allegedly attacked 54-year-old jogger around 7:45 a.m. It happened 25 minutes after another woman, a 27-year-old, was raped in Central Park while jogging. Now, investigators initially were looking to tie the two, but apparently they have ID'd a different suspect in that Central Park case. Police say Shaw, who is 38, is in custody and is still being questioned. And some world news now. President Xi Jinping delivered the first doctrine on Communist Party history by a Chinese leader in 40 years, giving him a mandate to potentially rule for life as a major meeting wraps up in Beijing. And this one was a little too close to home, perhaps, for Nancy Pelosi. The Speaker of the House, who's reportedly the sixth wealthiest member of Congress, she's worth about $100 million, took issue late last month with plans by fellow Democrats to levy a tax on unrealized capital gains. This would be to help pay for President Biden's massive $1.75 trillion social spending bill. The California Democrat reportedly described the wealth tax as a publicity stunt. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening legal action after his administration claimed that the federal government sent 70 planes carrying young migrants to Jacksonville from the U.S.-Mexico border under the cover of darkness. You probably heard about that. I know Bernie and Sid had talked about that. At a conference on Wednesday, DeSantis said that his office is looking at legal avenues of recourse after going public with their allegation this week. They think that a person was released who was brought over on those planes and he ended up committing a crime. He said, we're going to get together and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And let's get now to the bottom of what's happening with Sid. I want to hear about what's going on with the Intrepid yesterday. Did you by chance see? Did you go?
Well, now, wait a minute. We can't just have Sid come in with introduction.
Yes,
spectacular! Mm-hmm.
It's Sid.
That's right. And it is. Now, did you go? I know you were at the Intrepid yesterday, but did you go to the party the night before where the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were?
I did not go. You know, I was interested to hear Megan. One, I knew Harry was there. John was there with Margot. They were there. But it wasn't John's table this year. Mm. So next year he's going to buy a table. So I'll be at next year's event. He was a guest. I had nobody to offer up an invite. Mm. So I did not go to the party the night before. But I will tell you that it was about 1,000 people there. And it was getting warm. It was still mm-hmm. in the 60s. So they had the air conditioning cranked to the very, very top. Mm-hmm. So yesterday the ship was freezing. And all I did was complain for 2 hours about how cold I was. I had to put my Burberry coat on eventually mm-hmm. and sit there the last 2 hours wearing a coat. But the party was supposedly really, really gorgeous.
I mean, I saw Harry and Meghan with their beautiful outfits on, and yeah. I was like, why was I not invited to this? Why?
Next year.
I'm the biggest royal fan in the world.
Well, the show sounded great. Sounded terrific.
You are the biggest royal fan. You should have been there. The show was fun. We had a lot of great guests, obviously. It was a majestic place to do it from. Mm-hmm. You could feel the history You know, I kind of feel the same when I walk into a – I know it's silly for some of you folks, but when I walk into a certain baseball stadium.
No, look, that's your feeling. That's – I agree.
Yeah, it's
I agree.
Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium. Good. I feel this – you know, I can hear Mickey Mantle. Mm-hmm. I can hear Ted Williams. Same thing on this ship yesterday. It was just – it really was majestic. And the TV portion looked so good. Whatever equipment they bought, they spent a lot of money, this station, on these equipment. Mm-hmm. It looked better than the daily telecast you do here. And it was just a great time by everybody. Chad Lopez was great. John was great. And then I came back here, and then we had this really pretty luncheon here yesterday. I gave out about 30 awards, Vietnam vets, Afghanistan folks, Iraqi folks, the father of the kid who they made the Afghan movie about, Lone Man Standing. I've got the name of the movie, but long story short, it was a really moving couple of hours.
Wonderful.
Rita was there, Greg Kelly, I was there, John and Margo, the whole thing. So it was a very long day. Mm-hmm. But it was very, very nice.
Wonderful. What's coming up on the show today?
Quiet. Nicole Malliotakis, who has been getting beat up a little bit on the Bernie and Sid show because
but
she's one
half
of 13.
Of that. One half
well,
of
Bernie,
that.
Well, Bernie, I actually think it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's some stuff in the bill that's not great, but I do know Nicole, as you've been saying, was all about infrastructure for years, and this is the best deal she can get. So she took it. Big deal.
You see the guy, Andrew Garbarino, in Peter King's districts getting death threats for voting
for this. I know, but that's silly, too. That's silly. I can't believe people actually go that far.
People definitely go that far.
Yeah, stupid.
So you got Nicole Malliotakis.
Yes.
My friend, longtime friend.
That is your friend, right? Everybody's your friend, though.
Well, no, she.
You know how many,
well, hold on a second. Look who's talking.
Well, I know that, but you're right about that. But you know how many interviews we do on the show, Juliet, where I have to mention Frank sometime during the conversation?
No, we go back over 20 years. We are longtime
50% of the interviews on Bernie and Sid is a Frank Morano mention, I swear to God.
Don't get me in trouble. So, we got Nicole Malliotakis. Who else?
That's it.
Great.
We have a lot to talk about. Now, we've got politics, we've got news, you've got sports. I got 16 events coming up.
And it is
I got
Friday.
Two housewife events next week, and it's Friday.
And it's wonderful. Friday, and that's always fun.
I love your sweater. You look great today.
Thanks, honey.
You're comfortable.
I'm waiting to put my makeup on, though.
What are you guys doing today?
We have a meeting with the boss.
Oh, the big Friday beating. Oh,
yeah,
I call it a beating, not a meeting. It's kind of a boss meeting as a beating.
You know, it's so sad that I always think the worst when things like this and when I see emails. I always think the worst. I'm dead.
So do I. That's because you've been fired so many times.
I've never been fired in my life.
Oh, well, I have. So,
but I always get in trouble.
It never is all that bad. I'll remind you as I leave the scene from Pope of Greenwich Village when they're about to cut Eric Roberts' thumb off. And the guy sitting next to him says, it's never as bad as the initial pain, basically.
There you go.
Oh, my.
That's important to keep
in mind. It's the anticipation.
5:57.
It's Ramsey Mazda Weather Center forecast. Rain today. Thunderstorms. It's going to get a little hot and heavy. 65 degrees will be the high. Saturday, we also should expect some rain. I don't understand this little tease that they're giving us tonight. It's going to be clear skies tonight, but then the bad weather rolls in again. Sunday looks nice, although a little bit chilly. 51 degrees on Sunday.
One more thing, Juliet. A new species of dinosaur with a bulbous nose was reportedly discovered in a box. PhD student Jeremy Lockwood realized the specimen's large nasal bone and number of teeth were a sign that this was a new species. The bones had been sitting in a storage bin since 1978 until they were discovered while Lockwood was cataloging during COVID-19 lockdowns. He named the new dinosaur Brightsinus Simmonsi after a village near the excavation site and a collector involved in the excavation.
All right. Well, I see your Brightsinus Simmonsi, and I raise you the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. They actually got it from Elkton, Maryland. It was cut down yesterday, chopped down, I guess is the proper terminology, and it's going to be heading to our city, our fair city, very soon.
Wonderful.
Yes. The Christmas tree czar went on a search, and he found it, and he said, this is the one, and hopefully it's going to be a little fuller than the one from last year.
Well, stay
like
tuned.
Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Stay tuned for the Bernie and Sid show that starts next, featuring my friend, Nicole Malliotakis, and my congresswoman, Nicole Malliotakis. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm going to be back Monday morning at 1 a.m., right after Curtis Sliwa, who's returning to the radio station this Sunday. That'll certainly be interesting. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you Monday, hopefully.